this, I'm gonna have some interesting things to highlight. You look over here, the very first paragraph, it's no gad not only for last week, but no gad for this coming week, starting tomorrow and straight till Yom Kippur. The preferred time for sleep is between midnight, which is Chatzos, and dawn, Shalos HaShach. Chatzos doesn't mean 12 o'clock. Now Chatzos is actually closer to 1 o'clock. You can't say sleep is until 1 o'clock. Is Barry's here? Okay. So this, I want to have some interesting highlights. You look over here, the very first paragraph, it's no gap not only for last week, but it's no gap for this coming week, starting tomorrow and straight till Yom Kippur. The preferred time for sleep is between midnight, which is Chatzos, and dawn, Shalos HaShach. Chatzos doesn't mean 12 o'clock. Now Chatzos is actually closer to 1 o'clock. You can't say sleep is until 1 o'clock. Sleep can be said before Shachris, even after sunrise, but not at night before Chatzos. If necessary, sleep may be recited before or right after Mincha. What's this all about? If you look in the footnote, footnote 1, it's called the Shulchan Aruch Lashmores, and that's what's supposed to be considered Sof HaLaila, sir. Sof HaLaila, the end of the night. You know, you may have learned Brachas. You ever learned Brachas, the first Mishnah? At Sof HaShmores Rishonah, the night of the body, the three, thirds, and the last third of the night is the proper time for slichas, but it can actually begin as early as Chatzos. When does the three Hashmoros end? So I wrote down over here in footnote 1 that Tosfos says that end of the Hashmora, the last Hashmora is Alos HaShachar. So according to Tosfos, the preferred time of sleep is before dawn. Dawn this morning, to give you an idea, was 5:06 a.m. Usually I don't know what dawn is, but why do I know what dawn is today? No. That's when the timer begins. 5:06. 5:06 is the, how should I describe it to you? In this manim, is the machlokes how you could calculate a mil. So when the mil is 18 minutes, which is the shortest version of a mil, which is the one we pass in like the halach, I think. So you have to have 72 minutes before Neitzach HaMel, before sunrise, Eid al HaShach. But it's 72 relative minutes. It's 72 minutes in Yerushalayim in the springtime. If you move to New York and different times of the year, it varies. The charts are different, computer charts. I've also seen these computer charts happen in the Beis Medrash. According to that, they called 16 degrees. Because they figured out the Yerushalayim, the sun is 16 degrees beneath the horizon at the 72 minute point. So you extrapolate. Comes here at 5:06 in the morning, which is, I don't know what it is exactly, I mean, I'm not sure when the sun rises today. I went down to the secret today. I'm not sure when the sun rose today. Probably 6, I don't even know when. So it's more than 72 minutes, it's a relative amount of time. So you should ideally finish chakras, finish sleeping by 5:06. I don't know if there's any shul that we know about that finish sleeping by 5:06. You know what? Finished in by 5:06 in the morning? I don't know of any. Yeah, except the yeshiva got the data that they say at midnight. They finish at 5:06. But then they know that the astronauts don't do it anymore. Why don't we do it anymore? Because of the electronic revolution. They have to go to sleep when the sun set. Soon they have to get dark. They went to sleep, so it wasn't so hard. You probably went to 2 o'clock in the morning. That's not tired. You have to get up to 3 to say sleep. It's 4:30. Anyway. Chidushi HaKorach HaOlek is filled in the soul for B'nai Tzachama. Nafkamina Sof Sman Krishma Kanod, everyone knows the Gros Sman Krishma is later. Everybody knows that. Every Shiva boy knows the Gros Sman Krishma is later than the Mogan Avraham. And it's maybe maybe relevant to the and the Zman Slichus too, perhaps. The Chavit is Alos HaShach, Al Bashitoso. He holds that he holds against the Gros. Fine. Then there's a Shari Tshuva, who says the name of the Maram Zakuta, that those who say Slichus at night, Yishtaka HaDavar. This is quoted in the Farish in the Sharat Shuva and in the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes it. Almost all of it. Ubi Chavadas, that's our Ravad Yosef, because of Bishmo and of the Maram Zakuta, the Korov Lios Mekatzei Tvinetios. That's an expression which means like an apokurus. Someone who cuts the saplings, things which grow. That's euphemism for apokurus. The royal Levatel Minik tells that. That's what he writes. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And that's what the Rav used to say when in the old years. Omna Vigris Marsha, Megal Pachasat Chagodo. And the Rav did the same thing when he was in Sofi Omov. And Yechavada says you can make your Gimel Midos before Mincha, or after Ben Hashmoshes. Or after Mincha Ben Hashmoshes. How do you know you can do Ben Hashmoshes? It's the first part of the night. Well, the Omer also, the Yusuf Svad, the Choyom B'Tachton. They used to say Tachton, Yud Gimel Midos. We don't have that as Ashkenaz. But the Svad is every morning Yud Gimel Midos and every afternoon Yud Gimel Midos. And the Midos, they do it even after Mincha, even if it's already after sunset. So you see that the Ben Hashmoshes, it's still okay. So I once had this discussion many years ago on the Riverdale, in my shul. It's a terrible thing. People, they have a marriage, sleep at 10 o'clock at night. It's against the Mishnah Berurah, it's against the Shari Tshuva, it's against all the prophets. If you want to do it, and you can't get a crowd at 6 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it is, so what you should do is have it done between Mincha and Ma'ariv. If it's a great idea, you don't have to come out anyway. Do it like everybody else. So one of the shuls, one of my Baal Batim, who couldn't have it early in my shul, he went to another rabbi from a different shul and convinced him to do it between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Went on for a couple of years, so it just disappeared. I'm not going to give you a letter. This office of the president of Yeshiva University. Forgive me for recording this halachic comment in English, but I'm now dictating law on an international flight. I read your article in the recent Chavrusa, permitting the one ha'orah on the first item you mentioned. I remember that some 30 or 35 years ago, when I was associate rabbi of the Jewish Center, but very few people attended Slichot. It became obvious to me that our people were either afraid or simply reluctant to leave their homes for a midnight service. I therefore explored the possibility of beginning at 10 p.m. If I talk about the first of the Shabbos. I decided to pose the question to the late Rabbi Zevin Zatzal. You know Zevin, one of my loved ones, actually the Talmudist, one of the tremendous guardian, and told him the reason for seeking a heter was the fact that Manhattan was a high crime area. His response was interesting. Jerusalem, he said, is not a high crime area, and we generally begin Slichot at 9 p.m. As a postscript, I might add that I instituted the 10 p.m. Slichot, and attendance increased. So says, but that's what the Torah means. Kipshuta. Aaron HaKohen can go into the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whenever he pleases. That's once a year. Bezot, Yabo, Aaron, or HaKodesh, anytime you want. Just put on white clothes, do this whole story, put on your gold clothes and do the Elo of Elohim, and then you can go back to do your regular work of Avodah Zarah. However, there exists what you might call a halacha in the halacha Moshe Sinai, which complicates matters significantly, and that is the Rashi. The last two Rashi's we'll see here in Rashi, and then we'll see it later in the Mishnah. From the Chavim, Uva'aron al Oval Moed, Amar Rabbi Zainu, She'ein zem akom Moshe Mikvazeh. This doesn't belong over here. V'nos lu tam az evem and v'sef li yuma, li amru, yuma daf lamed beis, which we'll get to. Call our parasha kula nemal and say the foot with biyazu. This entrance into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Shehi achar asiyas olaso va'olasta om. This belongs after Pasuk Chav Dalet. Pasuk Chav Gimel belongs after Chav Dalet. Vit haktoras enure par v'soyer. Pasuk Chav Hei. Shenatu b'foot v'bignei zahav. Which is all done in the outside in the golden garment. V'tovel v'makadei shul poshin v'lovish v'nei lovam. So Pasuk Chav Gimel belong after Chav Dalet and after Chav Hei. That's what Chazal say. Where they get it from? So the Sifrei Chacham says, they got it from the Had a Kabbalah, the Mesorah. What was the Mesorah? The Mesorah is Gemiri. Chomesh Tvilos v'asorei kigushim tovel v'makadei shul v'yom. As we said earlier, those Kassidra, no. There are only three Tvilas and six Kiddushim. So therefore, there must be something separated. The divine, the five units instead of three. Instead of having three tefillahs and six kiddushim, you have five tefillahs and ten kiddushim. So through the halacha, once we see that the divine, what pray tell did he do the second time he went to the base of the mitzvah? He doesn't say what he did. He made it everything. He did the par, he did the soil, he did the ktoris. I should be knowing, ktoris, par, and soil. He already went three times. So what's there left to do? You know the answer? Be the janitor. Be the janitor. Clean up. In my shul, whenever I have something to clean up, I say, don't think that the cleaning up is a demeaning act. The Kohen Gadol would go special to the Kodesh HaKadosh to clean up. That's all he did. He cleaned up. He took the kapha ma'ato, that shovel and that school, and he took it out. That's it. That was all over.
No,
don't say that. I thought that the whole thing was clearly having piles of incense. The big day Zohar. Not two, but three. That causes tremendous complications. We now don't know exactly what fits in where. We don't know. Specifically, we don't know two things, primarily, which you haven't mentioned yet. We've only had a total of five karbanos, correct? With me, five karbanos in Sanat HaKol. But there are daily korbanos. We know about who are them, don't we? What are they? Thomas of Shachar, Thomas of Ben Arbayim. So if there'd only be a total of two units, we know, obviously, the Thomas of Shachar is in the first unit, and Thomas of Arbayim is in the third unit. Now that there were five units, not completely clear when Thomas of Ben Arbayim is ordered. I hope it's Rashi Rama, let's see, in the Mishnah. What else is unclear? What else do you bring on Torah on Yom Kippur? Musa. Let's keep one hand in here and turn to Parshas Pinchas. I haven't known the Pinchas for all the Musa. From all we read Pinchas yesterday, left off for the Mafta for Rosh Hashanah. Right after we left off, the next one is Yom Kippur. Perek, Tav, Tetz, Pasuk, Zayin. Aleph, Tuvah, we read yesterday. Now you have Zayin. Zion to your Allah is our Torah for your Mafia, for Yom Kippur. Uve Asol, HaKodesh HaZeh, have to fast. Now, Pasuk Ches. Kedu Moloch, Pasuk Ches. The craft of Olu Lashem, Reach Nikoach, Par Ben Doktor Echod, Ayil Echod, Kvasim Ben Eishono Shiva, Tzimim Yiyu Lechem. Whoa! What do we have now? How many new components? One, two, nine. Correct? 1 and 1 is 2 and 1 plus 7 is 9. How many do we have so far? We had 7. Right? We had 7. We had the 5 in the time which was described in Acheros. The 2, Tavit Shoshacha Ben Arbayim. It's a total of 7. Now 9 more. Which is 16. Correct? We'll see later. That's a very interesting question. This, well, let's just finish. Then we have the Mincha. What's the Mincha? Soles, you know, every Kohen also has flour, right, a certain amount. Then what do you have? What else do you have besides that? Then there's, of course, the Neseh, who min chasav in iskehem, is the Neseh, which is the wine carbon, right? But now, the puzzle get out of the critical puzzle. Sirizim echad katos. Okay? That's number 17. It's a total of 17. Okay? Then it says, Milvad katasa kipurim v'olat ha-tamid, which are not found over here. So aside from everything which you did in Parashat Akiros, you have these additions. It comes to a total of 17. Fine? Gavala. There's one dispute. This aisle of Pasuk Ches, is this the same aisle as described in Akremos, in Pasuk Hey, the Isle of Fadla Ola. Is this Isle the same Isle? Or is it a different Isle? This is El La'am, and the Muslim is also El La'am. Is it the same one or is it a different one? So Machlokas Tanoim, I believe, we pass in the same one. Okay? So they were total now of how many? 16 korbanos.